Wednesday's 2-1 ruling by 10th Circuit justices says that, quote, a state may not deny the issuance of a marriage license to two persons or to refuse to recognize their marriage based solely upon the sex of the persons in the marriage union, unquote. The decision, which upholds U.S. District Court Judge Robert Shelby's ruling, affects all states within the 10th Circuit, including Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming. But with the court issuing a stay of the ruling, no immediate effect will be felt. At a press conference on Wednesday afternoon, Peggy Tomsic, the attorney representing the three same-sex couples in the case, lauded the court's decision.
I give the 10th Circuit enormous respect for not only intellectually being honest, but writing a very deep and analytical decision supporting their finding that Judge Shelby was right, that Amendment 3 and these marriage discrimination laws violate due process and equal protection. And I just want to thank our plaintiffs, wherever they are, from having the courage to stand up and be the face of this movement.
Derek Kitchen, who appeared at the press conference alongside his husband and fellow plaintiff Moody Spady, gave his initial reaction to the ruling.
It feels wonderful to be among one of the many, many same-sex couples across the country that are being respected and are offered dignity by the court system. And this is just emblematic of the United States judicial process. And it's an honor, and I'm so humbled and proud to be here.
Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes, who has fought to defend Utah's Constitutional Amendment 3 banning same-sex marriage, was out of town at the time of the ruling. But his office issued a statement Wednesday saying, quote, although the court's 2-1 split decision does not favor the state, we are pleased that the ruling has been issued and takes us one step closer to reaching certainty and finality for all Utahns on such an important issue with a decision from the highest court, unquote. The state's attorney general's office is expected to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Judge Paul Kelly was the dissenting voice among the three-judge panel. He sided with Utah's argument that a state should be allowed to dictate who can and cannot marry, writing, quote, if the states are the laboratories of democracy, requiring every state to recognize same-gender unions, contrary to the views of its electorate and representatives, turns the notion of a limited national government on its head. Kelly concluded by saying judges should, quote, resist the temptation to become philosopher kings, imposing our views under the guise of constitutional interpretation of the 14th Amendment, unquote. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker presided over the marriages of 35 same-sex couples in the wake of that initial ruling. The mayor was at a press conference regarding the city's renewable energy efforts when news of the decision broke.
I think this is a great ruling for upholding the laws of the United States and upholding the rights of those who've been married in Utah and deserve the legal protections that every other married couple has.
At an afternoon press conference, Utah Governor Gary Herbert was asked if the state would appeal this ruling to the Supreme Court. He responded by saying it wouldn't make sense to stop now.
It's like stopping a game in the middle of the contest. This was a 2-1 decision, so at least a judge agrees with the state's position. And you can't stop in the middle. You've got to play till the final buzzer. And that's the Supreme Court. That's what the people of Utah would expect, I think, on all sides of the issue. It will not bring finality. It will not bring clarification. In fact, it will leave a state of chaos if we don't do that. So I think it's important for all folks to, you know, understand that this process is not over yet until we get to the Supreme Court. They hear the facts of the case and render a decision.
During the 17-day window when same-sex marriage was allowed in Utah, over 1,300 same-sex couples got married in the state. In a related decision, a U.S. district judge ruled that those couples' unions must be recognized by Utah. That case is currently being taken up by the 10th Circuit Court. And in yet another victory for gay marriage, Indiana's ban on same-sex marriage was also overturned by a federal judge. Same-sex couples have been filing for marriage licenses since that decision was handed down on Wednesday. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.